winding it up for another run here on a Thursday. Senator John McCain, bad situation medically. We'll talk about that in a moment. The post office does some illegal antics during election year. The Trump dump on AG Sessions. The Iceman cometh. There's a moon landing happened today, despite the tinfoil hats. And we are not dead 25 years later. What does that mean? Well, you'll have to listen to the program to understand it all. Welcome aboard. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Stop. I mean, you're way off, Skip.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Thursday. Glad to have you here for the Steve Gruber Show. The hotline number, just get this ready. You're probably going to want it today. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Okay, so John McCain won't be joining us for a bit. He has good reason, diagnosed with a brain tumor when he went to have the blood clot removed behind his eye last week. Doctors discovered an aggressive brain tumor. He says he's been through worse. And it's an aggressive brain tumor, but he told Senator Lindsey Graham over the phone that he's been through worse and went on to discuss health care and other policy issues, so he'll be back, apparently. Graham saying the disease has never had a more worthy opponent. So while John McCain, and despite my differences with him politically, of course, I hope for him only the best and for his family only the best in this recovery process. The same sort of brain tumor that claimed the life of Ted Kennedy after a period of time. So John McCain, we're going to give him a pass from school, and he has an excuse, but what about the rest? What about the rest of them? Where's their excuse? It's time to get things done. It's time to fulfill the promises made to the American voters who delivered the Democrats a devastating defeat last November. No, Donald Trump didn't win the White House because of some super secret deal with the Russians. He won because nobody, not even Democrats like Hillary Clinton, nobody likes her, not even Democrats. A new poll, in fact, shows Trump has 41% of Americans supporting him. Hillary Clinton gets just 39%. After losing, she's less popular, remains less popular than Donald Trump. And that is an accomplishment. And that's all fine and well, but the real issue is the fact that so-called Republicans cannot get their collective act together. Plenty of people want to blame Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan, and those two deserve their fair share of the blame, but they aren't the only ones blocking the road. There are a host of others. For the third time, the Obamacare repeal and replace plan has failed to even reach a floor vote. Now a plan put forth to simply repeal the whole hot mess flopped, because Republican senators who once declared they would repeal it have reneged on their promises. President Trump is not the one to blame, because he's made clear he will work with anyone to try to get it done, Democrats included, to get something better in place before it comes crashing down around us. Still, no dice. So here it is. Get it done. Repeal the bill. America is sick of the ongoing distraction of alleged Russian interference in the November presidential race that no one actually believes. Even if it were true, it would not have had any effect on the outcome. President Trump is declaring that inaction is not an option, and he's right. We're sick and tired of all the game-playing and finger-pointing. We're sick and tired of career politicians acting as if they have no idea how to get something done and have no idea why they just can't get Obamacare tossed out as it should be and as they promised. The bottom line is this. We need results, not excuses. We need results in repealing the failed health care plan built by the socialists from the last administration. We need results in addressing taxes and lowering rates for all Americans to spur on the economy. We need results in building a more secure southern border. We need results in lowering our debt, creating more jobs, and a whole lot more. If you fail to hear us this time, you may need a new excuse for why you lost your race in November of 2018, and that is an open challenge to all elected officials. Let's go to the hotline. Matt checking in. Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just thinking Trump, as a businessman, was putting Trump on everything. Now he wants to put USA on everything, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, there you go.
Working for the American people, not
branding.
Himself.
It's called branding, man. Putting the brand out there, and the brand is USA. And made here. Yeah, that's exactly right, Matt. You know what? I don't care if he can put on USA inspired by Trump. I don't care what he puts on there. As long as people know where it's coming from, you know?
Absolutely. But the other thing is he's working with the system, putting the legislative branch first, and outside of the country he's leading from in front. Obama was totally the opposite. He was from behind outside, and he was leading in front inside. Opposite of what is supposed to happen.
Exactly right. In fact, thanks, Matt, for the call. We'll be talking more about behind every successful leader, there's a great secretary. Well, behind Donald Trump, there are several great secretaries. Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of Education. A lot of great secretaries behind Donald Trump getting things done. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about illegality in the 2016 election, but I finally have some tangible proof. The United States Postal Service worked illegally in cooperation with union leaders in several battleground states to give time off to employees who wanted to work on the campaign of, you guessed it, Hillary Clinton or other Democrats, mostly Hillary Clinton. The bombshell revelation came yesterday about illegal activity exposed during a hearing on the matter in front of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. During the extraordinary testimony, officials from the Office of Special Counsel and the Postal Service Inspector General's Office testified that high-level officials routinely pressured local managers to release letter carriers for extended periods of time to campaign for Hillary Clinton and others, and nearly all of that activity, almost all of it, happened in just six places: Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Nevada. When managers refused the pressure, they were ordered to allow the leaves of absence by high-level post office officials, according to William Seamer, the acting deputy director of the USPS. So far, Seamer says nearly 100 letter carriers have been identified that were granted special leave to campaign for the Democratic nominee. Seamer testified that some were given as much as 50 days off. Every single employee that was found to be violating the law belonged to the National Association of Letter Carriers, it was a conspiracy. It was collusion between the union and the United States Postal Service management. It is an open violation of the Hatch Act, but it's good to know that government and government employees in such a way are just as inefficient out in the real world as they are in the regular jobs, considering that Hillary Clinton only won one of the states mentioned and Donald Trump carried all the rest. But there is a clear violation, illegality, ordering managers to let their letter carriers go campaign for Hillary Clinton. The first real proof of cheating, law breaking in the election. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.